Ladies and gentlemen, it requires very little applause to bring me out here. The dropping of a nickel on a plush sofa being sufficient noise to bring me bounding to the footlights. And I account for this in a most natural way, for it is human nature to desire to do that which we are least qualified to do. Hence my willingness to come right out here and talk on any subject, whether I know anything about it or not. I, however, have a reasonable excuse for my awkward inability to thank you tonight. The income tax law, with its vagueness, its ramifications, its far-reaching penalties, have so filled my mind that I could think of nothing else until a Swede explained it to me. I think a Swedish mind is so direct on such matters. It seems the income tax law was gotten up by the Democrats to annoy the Republicans, and the first victim of their venom is a man earning $3,000 a year. Up to that point, the government considered any man a safe, sound, sensible citizen. But with an earning capacity of $3,000 a year, he instantly becomes a suspicious character, and a watch is set upon him in the shape of an income tax law. And he is taxed an eighth of a tenth of a sixteenth of what he had before he started. Take the number of the house in which he lives, add it to that, multiply by six, divide by seven, add two, and you have the exact amount the man must pay or go to jail. Now, with that point established and clearly in mind, we take up the next issue, which is a man earning $4,000 a year, married to a blonde girl, one child, blonde wife, $4,000 a year salary. The government, realizing that it cost this man something to keep his wife a blonde year in and year out, make a reasonable reduction for that. They also say in their gracious wisdom that one child is liable to happen to any married couple, so a generous reduction is made for that. But if they have the second child, says the government, and he is taxed twice what they threw off to keep his wife a blonde, added to that which they so generously reduced for the first child, multiplied by two, and so on, doubling and redoubling itself for each offense until I figured it out. Same man, blonde wife, and nine children, in excess to his $4,000, would owe the government $253. But if he is bereft of the wife and the nine children during the year, the government rebates $6, which is pretty darn nice on the part of any government, for they usually keep it all. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to run for President of the United States for no particular reason whatever, except that I'll be out of work in 1916, and I just thought I'd run for President of the United States. And you'll be very glad to know that Theodore Roosevelt, who is also out of work, will run with me. And it happened oddly enough, too. He met me on the street one day, and he said, "Hitchiku, I understand you're going to run for President of the United States in 1916. I said, "Yes, I be, see." He says, "Well, of course, Hitchiku, if you're going to run for President of the United States, I wouldn't think of running." I said, "Theodore Roosevelt, don't you say that. Don't you dare say that." And he said, "I might just as well say it as to think it." And I said, "Well, for pity's sake, see, as long as you feel that way about it, why not be vice president along with me?" He said, "All right, I will if Bryan will let us." So we wrote to Bryan, and Bryan said he didn't care darn who ran for President of the United States. He was going to run anyway, so that was all thrashed out. And I take this opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to recommend the Colonel and myself to your earnest consideration for your support and your vote in 1916. I know the Colonel wouldn't like to have me say this, for the Colonel is so modest and so retiring and never says anything about himself, but I feel sure we would make an effective, if not efficient, pair in Washington. I sing funny songs, and the Colonel goes hunting a lot. Oh, gosh, how the Colonel does go hunting. In fact, he goes hunting more than I sing funny songs. In the meantime, I have worked my way back to here. Well, you see, anyone can come out there. The thing is to get back here. I've known lots of people to come right out there, happy, healthy, hopeful, and never lived to get back here, now having arrived within easy distance of the hook. I wish you all health and happiness.